Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, I couldn't be any better on this Monday, this final day of February. Glassman, how you doing?
Championship leap year Monday.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
That's right. Hoosiers taking care of business by sitting on the sideline and watching Iowa and Maryland not be able to get done.
Yeah.
What it's not easy to do in the Big Ten, it's win on the road, especially at big opponents. And we'll talk more about the Hoosiers here in a minute, but we had a great weekend on the local beat as well, and it started with Phil Cole. He's back in the spotlight again as the Panthers. Those cats aren't afraid of the water, are they, Joe?
No, I tell you what, Carmel beat Zionsville by a point to win the Boys State Swimming Championship. It's fifth in 7 years. It's 16th overall, but Phil Cole's South Panthers wound up a very competitive 13th Saturday at the IU Natatorium. A very commendable effort indeed, accomplished by many, many underclassmen, as junior Matthew Churton finished second in the 500 free, 4.43.9, and third in the 100 fly. He was under 50 seconds at 49.1. Matthew now with state medals 6 and 7 and counting ahead of his senior year next year. Freshman Seth Glasscock finished his first year at state, making the B finals in two events. He was 16th in the 200 IM and 14th in the 100 backstroke, polishing off for him a seven swim state weekend. So a lot of experience for the young freshman. Both Panthers also swam legs on the 200 free relay, which finished 10th, a season best time of 138.6, a quartet which also included Griffin Holleran and Matt Baker. Back on Tuesday night, Edgewood freshman Jake Shunk wound up 12th after finishing third in the sectional, but nonetheless a very commendable first year of diving for the Edgewood freshman. Well, neither city school advanced as a team to the Columbus East Regional on gymnastics, but over the weekend we had some good news as Bloomington South junior Kelsey Schirmer and Bloomington North senior Claire Finn both advanced, tying for sixth in the Florex, 9.25. In addition, the Panther junior will also compete in the balance beam, qualifying for the Columbus East Regional this weekend off of her fifth place finish at 9.025. So congrats out to Kelsey and to Claire. The boys 106 state high school basketball tournament tips off this week. West Vigo is the defending champion in 3A, and they'll gather at Brown County, where John Callahan and Terry Stoltz call the Edgewood Owen Valley a game tomorrow night at 7:30. Chalk Talk with Dave Mahurin at 7 o'clock. That'll be Tuesday night against the rival Patriots. And also Tuesday night, Andy Hodson's North Cougars play host East Central after taking number one New Albany right down to the wire Friday night before losing 58-52, but shooting its best aggregate of the year, 59% in defeat. The Cougs knocked out East Central in last year's semifinals. South went on to win the sectional last year, and the Panthers hopefully will play Bloomington North this Friday night at 6, guaranteeing us a title game on Saturday night in St. Leon at 7:30. Waxed Northview 69-50 back on Thursday. It's 13th straight win. The 11th-ranked Panthers take a 19-4 record into the postseason. Meanwhile, in Lafayette over the weekend, the Lighthouse Christian Lions on the short end of a 55-43 boys Indiana Christian state championship game. The guys finishing the year 21-8. Dalton Smith, by the way, had 31 points and 11 rebounds, a double-double in that semifinal game as LCA beat Calumet Christian. And Mark May's girls lost its Final Four semifinal to Granger Christian, losing on a free throw after time had expired. It was a tough loss. They lose at 40-39. The girls wound up 14-9, but like the boys, won both sectional and regional crowns to cap off outstanding seasons out LCA way. Don't forget, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6 to wrap up this month of February. And FYI, don't forget the MCCSC community conversation. Sportsmanship, keeping the games great. It lifts off tonight, 7 o'clock at Jackson Creek Middle School. A lot of great panel members, including Commissioner of the IHSA, Bobby Cox. It's all free and open to the public, and parking is available right there. There's plenty of it at Jackson Creek. Creek, and doors will open tonight at 6:30.
Good job, Joe. I've let that slip through my cracks this morning, but that's why we're a team. You can help back me up on that, and we'll put all that information up on our Facebook page as well so everybody can take a look there. Happy yep. days in Hoosier land today. We know the men didn't even play and have their name engraved on the trophy for the 22nd time. It's just whether they will have to share. And it's not all, you don't always have to play nice. I'll tell my kids that, but we have to tell our basketball team that. You don't have to share. And Indiana will have a chance to make it all theirs as the struggling Iowa Hawkeyes welcome the Hoosiers tomorrow night. You'll be in Iowa City, Joe, for that one. And if that doesn't work out, we've got a chance with Maryland coming up on Sunday. The yep. Terrapins are 0-19 in their last 19 games against ranked opponents on the road. 2 weeks ago, you'd say, wow, that's going to be a tough two-game finish. Now it doesn't even matter.
Well, it doesn't, but we want to take the Co off of the front end of that Big Ten championship year. So,
amen.
We'll have
but
that
it's a title any way you cut it. It was a
Hawks and the Terps, yeah.
2002, no one really worried about how many teams we shared it with. Your Big Ten champs. You just want Indiana to keep playing well. I think that's the key because you've seen Iowa kind of fall apart here. You've seen Maryland run out of some gas. Michigan State has turned things around, so it's going to be a hot and heavy finish in the regular season. And, geez, the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis is going to be, as the kids say, off the hook.
Yeah, I tell you what, the team that's really on a roll, and really right now, if you look at all the tie breaks as far as seeding goes, you know who the
Michigan
number,
State?
No, it's Wisconsin.
The Bucky Badgers. How about
number
they won one 10 out of 11, huh?
How about that?
Not too bad.
Just based on what has happened and, you know, in league play. And, of course, there's more games to play this week.
Yeah, there's plenty of permutations if. Yeah, so we'll let those last two play out. And then we'll worry next Monday about where we're seated in Indianapolis. NASCAR is off and running. Jimmy Johnson wins. He's still racing?
Well, he's won 76 now.
I was going to say, I know he's won plenty of them.
In his career. Yeah, he takes care of action at Atlanta, beat Little E and Kyle Busch, one of my favorite drivers. He and Kurt Busch, Carl Edwards, the top five, hit the Sprint Cup Quick Trip 500 down in Atlanta yesterday.
And go south further, Palm Beach Gardens, the Honda Classic, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia dueling all afternoon. The Australian holds off the Spaniard for his first win since 2014's Colonial. Adam Scott, Joe, has his last eight worldwide. Four of them have been second or first.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he's found. I don't think the putter's bothering him anymore.
No, I don't think so either. So, by the way, we got to mention, Terry Moran and the crew getting that four seed. That ties the program's best seed ever in the Big Ten tournament. Hoosiers were the four seed just once in history. That
was
1998.
Oh, 98, that far ago. Gee whiz.
Yeah, that far back, yeah.
So we'll have all the stats and records with them. We'll talk about a busy IU weekend as well coming up at 8:45. And remind me again at 8:45 to talk about the Jackson Creek MPCSE conversation. Please do that. And I'll put that up on our Facebook page here at the top of the hour. All right, great stuff as always. Happy Monday. It's a smiley Monday. You'll have a safe travels tonight, but we'll talk to you at 8:45 and get caught up on the Hoosier beat and what else is making news in the world of sports.
All righty, we'll be here, my man.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45, 8:45. Joe Smith, the morning after. Hopefully, a Hoosier outright Big Ten championship on Wednesday morning. We'll talk to him regardless of the outcome of the game. So we got Joe Monday, Wednesday, and Friday this week. That's great because that'll be a post-sectional Tuesday night, a post-Hoosier Tuesday night, and then on Friday gets us ready for a big weekend of Hoosier, maybe outright basketball. Might already be done. And the whole sectional roadmap. So a great week to have Joe. Well, thank Joe's sponsors. Do a little Rush Limbaugh and wrap up hour number one. Steve Kellums, the captain from Bloomington PD, BPD, will join us after 8:05 as well. So a busy Monday continues next. As we always do on Monday, Joe, and what a weekend it was for the Hoosiers. Some great performances all over. But I think this time of year, as March starts up and February ends, I think we've got to maybe focus on a little hooping going on here on a Monday morning.
Well, I tell you what, without even breaking a sweat or being engaged in a 40-minute game over the weekend, Tom Crean's Hoosiers clinched at least a share of this year's Big Ten championship after Ohio State knocked off Iowa yesterday. So the Hoosiers 13-3, traveling out to Iowa tomorrow to can wrap it up, an outright title. Indiana, as it stands, has now won 22 Big Ten championships, which ties the conference record and claims its first crown. Since 2013, they can take care of business solely tomorrow night on ESPN against the Hawkeyes. By the way, don't forget the Student Athletic Board is sponsoring the watch party at the Assembly Hall. Big screen television, admission is free. The doors will open at 8:30 for the game that will start probably at about 9:05 or so. The concession stands will be open, and all you fans have to do, well, you're encouraged anyway, to bring a canned good item to donate to the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. And, of course, Sunday will be Seniors Day at home against Maryland, CBS at 4:30, as Indiana will wrap up, hopefully, the outright championship. Two shots at it, but a share right now ain't bad as we wrap up February. Meanwhile, Terry Morin's Hoosiers, the ladies got what they wanted, and that was a double bye into the quarterfinals, and will play their first game of the Big Ten tournament on Friday at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Indiana's four seed ties for the program's best seed ever in the Big Ten tourney, as the Hoosiers were the four seed just once before in 1998, and they enter the tournament off a historic regular season, 20-10, 12-6 in the Big Ten, the 20 wins, the most regular season victories in program history, and those 12 conference wins are the school's second most wins in Big Ten play. This year will mark the 12th time that Indiana has played in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament and the program's first quarterfinals appearance since 09. Of course, Indiana looking for the big prize, the women, as they will search for the first Big Ten championship, tournament championship, since 2002 was the last time they accomplished that. So great things on the hoop speed. Elsewhere, a shout-out to former two-time Bloomington South State champion Ian Finnerty. He was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, helping Ray Luce's 8th-ranked Hoosier swimmers and divers to second place at the Big Ten Championships held over the weekend at Purdue. Ian won the gold medal in the 100 breaststroke and swam a leg on the winning 400 free relay, also putting him on the All-Big Ten first team, along with Ali Kahalafala, yes, Tanner Kurz, Vinny Lanza, Blake Peroni, Oliver Petrush, Bob Glover, and Anze Tavkar. So a lot of representation on the first team for Ray Luce's crew. Former North Cougar state champion Max Irwin was named to the All-Big Ten second team, as was Jackson Miller and Cody Taylor. Indiana medaled 17 times, second most to Michigan, the champion, who had 23. The men now have finished in the top three at the conference championships for six straight seasons, and the second place finish was the fourth time in the last 6 years Indiana has finished second. Elsewhere, Daniel Kuhn continued his historic season. He became the first Hoosier to win the 600-meter run at the Big Ten Indoor Track and Field Championships over the weekend over in Geneva, Ohio. His effort helped the men of Ron Helmer to a seventh-place team finish, while the ladies finished 10th overall. Sydney Clute, the outstanding pole vaulter, was named first-team All-Big Ten. And I might say, in the heptathlon, another local young man doing great at the collegiate level, former North Cougar Dylan Anderson, finished second with a career best, well over 5,600 points in the event. Dylan Anderson was named to the second-team All-Big Ten. Nebraska won the men's championship, and Michigan took home the women's championship. Elsewhere on the Indiana sports beat, Laren Eustace hit his first career home run, but it wasn't enough, as The Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis blanked in its effort against Cal State Fullerton over the weekend, losing all three of its games. 6-1 yesterday was the verdict. Craig Didolo did extend his hitting streak to 11 straight games. Michelle Gardner's crew finished up 3-2 at the Texas A&M Invite. They knocked off UTEP twice, beating them again yesterday, 5-4, the final there. On the women's tennis beat, Lynn Loring's Queens are 9-3. They take care of business at the Tennis Center with Marquette and Eastern Illinois, 5-2 and 4-3 respectively. 18th-ranked Kentucky beat Jeremy Wertzman's men. That final was 6-1. By the way, a great start for Mike Maris' crew. They're out in Goodyear, Arizona, and they opened up the tournament with a bang, scoring 271. That's the best aggregate in 6 years and good for a four-stroke lead over second place William and Mary. And how about a 1-2 punch leading the way atop the leaderboard? Redshirt freshman Jake Brown and sophomore Brendan Doyle, who both carded 6-under-66s to tie for second place in the individual standings as Indiana moves in to the second round. Well, again, we want to remind you tonight, an MCCSC community conversation, Sportsmanship Keeping the Games Great. It'll be held starting at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. Parking available on site. The doors will open at 6:30. IHSA Commissioner Bobby Cox will be on hand with a lot of the administrators and coaches within the MCCSC, jointly sponsored by both Bloomington North and Bloomington South. And in the zone, final day of February, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot of what-ifs tonight, Joe, because not everything is decided yet. There's still a couple games left in Big Ten play, but it's great not to have any worries at all because the office has sent out the press release. 22nd time Indiana is Big Ten champions, and that's that. You like to have it all to yourself, but you'd like to be playing your best basketball at the time of year, which is very important, which is this week into the Big Ten tournament. Great job, Terry Morin's crew, mopping the floor at Assembly Hall with Penn State. Looked up, Joe, it's 29-11. I was out and about on Saturday, and boom, they're gone. See you later.
Didn't yield an offensive rebound in the first half, had 5 in double figures, did a little wrong in doing it right, and that's blasting Penn State.
And it was great to see a big house there, people getting
over 5,000, 5,200.
Better late than never. And again, they deserve plenty of it. They were 5 and what in league play last year? 5-13 or whatever it was. And to rebound this year to hit the top 4, great basketball happening at the Assembly Hall. Are you sure you want to do the renovation over there, Joe? It's been a pretty good year. I don't know if we want to – maybe we'll tell Chuck to slow down on that.
And, it could wind up 31-0. That ain't bad.
Unbelievable.
Combined.
Unbelievable. So a great weekend for a lot of things. Hoosiers golf had a great weekend as well. Softball, we talked about the swimming as well. So an exciting, exciting weekend. You've got a busy night starting tonight into tomorrow, a late one. But you get a little time change there. That kind of helps you a little bit, so it's not as super late. But we get you on Wednesday morning this week as well, so we'll have a sectional wrap-up, a Hoosier, hopefully, Big Ten solo championship. And then on Friday, we'll preview all the sectionals and what's going on in the Big Ten. So a great week to have you on three times.
Well, it's great to kick off the 106 Boys State Tournament tomorrow. Terry Stoltz and John Callahan, Edgewood, Owen Valley, 7 o'clock pregame with Dave Mahurin. And, of course, we're hoping for a north-south battle in St. Leon on Friday night. North would have to beat the host, which they beat last year in the semis. So Andy Hodson's crew playing tomorrow night as well in the 6 o'clock opener against the Trojans.
All right, Joe, great job as always, and we'll hear from you Wednesday morning, 7:45 and 8:45.
We'll talk to you then.